UNC Radio. You are on the air on Dave's Gone By. Hello. Shalom.
Hi, David. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom to you too, Mrs. Votkin. How are you?
I am alive and well, and I see you every time, and then today I took the guts and I said, let me call.
Can I tell people?
I love your program.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you. I mean, that's an honor. You have to understand, folks, were you my third grade teacher? What were you at Bialik School in 19... Well...
When?
No, in other words, you were you the vice principal, or were you a teacher at that point?
And then when you left, I became the principal. I was so happy you left.
Wait, did you just say you were so happy I left?
No, because of the experience I had with you, I was promoted to become principal.
Oh, yay. I'm so thrilled.
Those are the best years of my life. This was a great school with wonderful students,
yeah,
wonderful families, a beautiful atmosphere, and just they learned. We had somebody who won the spelling bee in Washington. We have one of them that became the recipient of Bible contest in Jerusalem.
Whoa!
So that's where we were.
Well, how long did Bialik School last? When did it get like taken over or torn down?
They sold the building to the Syrian community.
Oh.
The president of the Flatbush Jewish Center.
Yeah.
Sold the building to the Syrian community, so it closed the Bialik School.
Oh, man. But do you remember when that was?
1980.
Oh, that, wow. So I left not that, I mean, I got out of Brooklyn in 1976. So it was only 4 years later that... So did Solomon Schechter High School stick around? Is that still there?
No, they sold the entire building. No.
Wow, it was all gone.
All gone.
So what did
and
you...
So they just opened then Magen David High School. And it was Rabbi Kahana from Flatbush. They opened it, and he was really my dear role model, and he invited me to go there, and I was there 12 years. But unfortunately, he didn't last long because of the board, you know?
Yeah.
So, and then they opened North Shore High School in Great Neck. And this is the epitome of great schools. Dr. Vito is the principal, and I was there another 12 years.
So you were on Long Island. So you ended up going to Long Island, too.
That's right. I live in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
But
so how is Brooklyn? I mean, I was a kid by the time I left.
Where are you now?
Well, I'm in Colorado.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in Colorado for 9 years after living in New York all my life. So that's why I'm at a university here in northern Colorado, in Greeley. And it's been pretty good overall. But how is Brooklyn? Tell me about your life in Brooklyn.
The same thing. Do you keep in touch with any Bialik students?
Well, Ozer. Do you remember Ozer Teitelbaum?
Sure.
You do? Well, yes. Well, we're he's kind of my oldest friend, and I saw him in person a couple of years ago, but we chat on Facebook all the time. Do you remember Lynn? Lynn Corin?
Of course.
Well, she tuned in earlier. She may be listening right now, so she's listening to the show. You know how Facebook hooks you up with people you haven't had any contact with.
That's where I see you.
Yeah.
That's where I see. But when I'm talking to you on the phone, I don't hear what you're saying on the radio.
Oh, well, of course. Yeah, you should probably turn the radio down because, you know, for the folks listening, it's just me talking to you. You can hear me through the phone, right?
Yes, I can hear you to the phone, but I want to hear you from the Facebook what you're telling other people.
Yeah, well, that you can go back and listen. You can't do them both simultaneously. You can either have a conversation with me by telephone or have a conversation with me by Facebook. But for now, you kind of got to turn down the audio on the other thing so we can converse.
No. I will call you back. I promise I'll call you back. I love your program, and I just love to hear your contact with people.
Well, by the way, you sound amazing. You sound like you're in a wonderful shape. Can I just, before you go, and I do want to hear from you like every episode, but just tell me, what happened with, let's see, because of some of the professors, like Dr. Abramowitz, I know he must have died a few years ago.
Oh, he died years ago.
What about Mr. Weiss? Remember Mr. Weiss?
Mr. Weiss also passed away a few years ago.
How about the music teacher, Mr. Gannat? I remember him.
I don't know anything about him. I really don't know.
Okay, okay. I know Mr. Gross is doing very, very well. They did a tribute to him.
He just retired last year from Ramaz.
Yeah. So are you in touch with any Bialik teachers from the back in the day?
Well, yes. I see Gloria Kaufman. And in her house, Beth Kaufman celebrated 40th anniversary of her class in Bialik.
Wow.
And we got together.
Yeah.
Many of students, quite a few students came. And Mr. Gross, Rabbi Jacobowitz, Mrs. Beitner.
Yes. Oh my! I remember Rabbi Jacobowitz. How is he?
He's fine, fine. In Brooklyn.
Yay.
And then, yes.
Oh, so that, I mean, I'm so glad that there's still these people. I mean, we're talking about 45 years ago that I knew these
right.
people. So it's amazing. So what do you do now that you're not, I mean, how do you spend your time? What do you do?
Right now, I'm not working. I used to work in Touro the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, for medical reasons, I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to recuperate.
Oh, okay.
So I'm okay. I promise to call you again, okay?
You got it.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, Mrs. Botkin.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Wow. 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 That is like, I know this probably means something only to me or one or two other people watching right now, but that was like my second and third grade teacher in Bialik School, which was not quite a yeshiva, but it was a Hebrew, English, American-ish private school in Brooklyn, New York. I lived on Ocean Parkway. Bialik, I think, was on Flatbush Avenue, or it was on Avenue C or something like that, and was there up through seventh grade before moving and changing my whole life to go to public school on Long Island, and was there and spent the rest of my years on Long Island up until about 9 years ago. So, wow, Mrs. Botkin in the neighborhood.